the abstract mixer, or reconstituted corn, or keeping off the monkeys, or keeping off the bottle, or the wax sunflower, or not. Simple sisters in the sunlight, watching o'er their brother's game, Shella was the former's name, and Margaret the latter. Aunts and uncles in the fireplace watch the sisters watch their brothers, while the lowly wombat smothers in vats of rancid batter. Shella's dress is pink and cotton, oft remembered, oft forgotten. Margaret's is black. She dresses in a sack. The wombat's in a pickle now. He stirs in sauce tartare, remembering how his uncle died, sealed in a samovar. Simple Simon met a fairman. Shella met them both. She said, "Get right out of my hair, man." And Margaret added an oath. "Hell, vicar! Life gets thicker," Shella added, thinking quicker than Margaret, who rose and padded to put her arms around the aged cleric, and lovingly to call him Uncle Eric. "I thought the topmost bough too atmospheric. I sit upon the topmost bough, my sister's singing louder now, I fall upon a lower limb, and arm in arm we sing the hymn. I climb up to the lowest cloud, my sister's singing gets more clear, and as I strain her song to hear, it doesn't seem so loud. It seems as soft as if she sang to God through reams of cotton wool, of barbarous bisons, 3 bags full of old of Zine and even Lang. She sits upon the dovecot perch and paints a picture of the Pope and fills her rosary with soap to clean her corner of the church. I rise to reach the raging moon, pale sister to the stalwart sun, and croon aloud the timeless tune, Run, rabbit, run. My sister's speaking softer now, although her words are dreadful ones. She speaks of raging turbid suns and lady farmers. Here's the plough. I know what she says, but I dread what she thinks. I think that her head never eats, never drinks. In thought it is barren as beef. I rose with the sun, but the crown sank away in the arms of some king who retired from the fray and asked for the welder's relief. King Maffey he was, known as Matthew for short. He didn't like games, but he was fond of sport, and wasn't called Matthew for long. The welder arose with his son in his arms, and christened his sister, who owned several farms. His arm, when he knelt, was not strong. The sister asserted she knew what she thought. The sorters assisted, the teachers they taught. I know she will dread what I say. The sunflower rose as the moonhouse grew green. I've seen what she dreads to believe I have seen, but I am unable to say. Yes, I am unable to tell her the truth about Mrs. Pankhurst and General Booth. I know I should welcome her back. The roseate sundial, which roseate whole, was worm-ridden, germ-ridden, sick to the soul. Who soldered the thickening crack? Oh, tell me, where is the welkin, wherein the whelk in play disports amongst his countrymen, entirely dressed in hay? And where on Mars is the shady glade, where ladies dressed in green pop pig's eyes in the earthlight to make it seem serene? I tell you now, inquire no more. And who will weep for Hecuba, or Hecuba for whom? And when will Deirdre come to see the view without a room? And where on Mars is the shady glade where horses ape the king? Do Martians train their ears to hear what pop-eyed piglets sing? I warn you now, inquire no more. And where, oh where, is the very glebe wherein the grebe makes merry, sharing with his relatives the last of Walter's sherry? And where on Mars are the storage jars where the ibex keeps his gruel of nitric composition? Can I take a bit to school? I'll shoot you now, you'll ask no more. Missed! Crick! Damn! The villain hissed.